12:52, the Caps are back on the ice, the Wizards are winning, and the Super Bowl just a week away. So with sports on our mind, we go to Nikki Nellis of The List. Are you on it? Nikki, let's start with what you can do around the Verizon Center.
Well, I'm absolutely going to tell you where you can go around the Verizon Center, but I want to tell you, if you want to get ready for the Super Bowl, I am actually live right now at Union Market, where they are doing do-it-yourself entertaining. So all the fabulous vendors at Union Market are getting up and doing demos on how to put out the best Super Bowl party. So you have till about 3:30 today, so if you want to come down to Union Market and check it out, you certainly should. Now, if you're going to be around the Verizon Center, Jose Andre and his Think Food group have lots of ways to get fans pumped up for the game. So at Haleo, they will offer sangria and lots of food specials. And Zatina is going to be rocking the red with lots of red wine specials. Now, Zatina is a Greek restaurant, so all the wines are going to be Greek, and they are super tasty. And if you're thinking of Mexican, of course, you can go over to their Oyamel, where they're going to have a wide, wide range of fun beverages that are going to get you ready for hockey spirit.
What if I want to shake, rattle, and roll? What's shaking?
Well, so we talked about this before, but Adam Birnbach over at Proof is doing these remastered editions of cocktails. He's the bar manager there. This is the last day he's doing it. So later on this evening, around 5 o'clock-ish, head on over to Proof in Penn Quarter. He's doing his spin on the classic whiskey sour. So he's going to serve a variety of whiskey sours. So you can go in and he's going to show you different ways that you can make it, and you can try all different kinds. And Adam is the champ. He knows what he's doing. So if you are into whiskey or whiskey sours, he's the man to learn from.
Nikki, is there anything on your list for those who would rather sip and savor, I guess, rather than shake?
Absolutely. So I love this. Vinoteca, which is this lovely little wine bar over on 11th Street, is doing wine classes. So you get to sit down with their sommelier, Tim Galvin, and the wine classes are actually starting this Tuesday, January 29th. But they're going to have a whole bunch of classes throughout the winter months. They'll put out 5 or 6 different wines, a selection of food pairings from the executive chef, and they'll talk you through it. And it's a nice way to get a little education on wine. I love the idea of doing this for like a first date or with a group of friends. It's just a fun way to spend the evening and get a little education to boot.
And now for something completely different, Snakeheads.
I know, this is so much fun. So there are just a couple seats left at this dinner tomorrow night, Monday, January 28th. Snakehead is a fish coming out of the Chesapeake, and it doesn't sound appetizing, but local chefs are loving it, and they're really trying to introduce it to the diners here. So there's this huge dinner tomorrow night. It's called Snakehead at the Harbor. It's at Tony and Joe's. Some of the best chefs in the city are going to be there. Scott Trouneau from The Source, Dennis Marin from Post, and Vic Albisu, whose restaurants are not yet open, but you may remember him from BLT Steak. And they are going to be doing a bunch of different dishes with the snakehead fish. And, of course, Flying Dog Beer is going to be there pairing with several of the different dishes. So if you want to check something really interesting out, this is definitely a dinner to go to.
Bon appetit. Nikki Nellis of The List. Are you on it?